But back in Onalaska, as Fountains of Wayne plays in the background, the Evergreens are now trailing 7-2 at our second intermission. I'm Chris Connolly. Evergreens outscored 4-0. Mason Maglitz now has 4 goals in the game. CJ Lass, Onalaska's leading scorer, scored late in the period. Again, Onalaska puts 4 more goals on the Evergreens and has a 5-goal lead. This was a 3-2 game at the end of the first period and is now a 7-2 game. So, I mean, not sure how this turns around for the Evergreens. Evergreens were outshot in the period 18-5. Yeah. In fact, I almost wonder, does Ethan Hurt come back in goal in the third period, or do the Evergreens give Jared Katzmercheck a little bit of work? Katz hasn't played in a while, so see how that works. Evergreens' 2-goal scorers way back in the first period, Grant Ortell and Davis Hackbarth, but the Evergreens just didn't generate enough offensive chances in that second period and have fallen further behind here. Evergreens will get a chance to regroup. They play Wisconsin Rapids at the Greenheck Fieldhouse on Tuesday, and that game will be heard here at Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreens settled for a tie against Rapids earlier in the season, despite outshooting Rapids by a lot. So the Evergreens will have revenge on their mind. Again, there's no consequence to this loss here. Evergreens would be seated behind Onalaska in the state tournament anyway, so that's not a big deal. Onalaska's a really good team. The Evergreens have to improve from where they are today to give a team like this a competitive game in state if they advance to the later rounds of the tournament. This game does not impact Valley Conference standings, where the Evergreens are likely to finish second behind Walsall West. Walsall West is the only team that's beaten the Evergreens in Valley play, and they do have a tie against Wisconsin Rapids, which the Evergreens will look to rectify when they play Tuesday night. So come on out and cheer the boys on Tuesday at Greenheck. The puck drops at 7 if you can't make it. Well, why not? The game will be live here on AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, the ice has been resurfaced. We're going to get the third period underway when we come right back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Onalaska. The Evergreens trail 7-2. The teams are coming out of their locker rooms, going straight to their benches to get this third period underway. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com with scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, InterCity State Bank, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Got all the good podcasts there. You'll like the third period of the Smash game better than you'll like, say, the second period of today's game against Onalaska, right? They're all there, whole season. In fact, I would bet the Smash game is already on the greatest hits at the Zinda and Ortell houses. The Evergreens goal scorers in the third period in the 4-3 win earlier this week against Spanish.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Everybody is back on the ice. We're waiting for the clock to be reset. Because we've got to start this period a little bit early, and why not? Didn't wait the full 10 minutes in between periods, but again, the ice has resurfaced. Teams are out, and we're just waiting to get this going. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw against C.J. Lass. Again, it's a 4-goal game here for Mason Maglitz.
Larry Holmgren, happy birthday.
We're going to see Maglitz again next year. He's a junior. Final go-round for C.J. Lass, who takes this draw. Lass is the team's leading scorer, and he's a senior. Puck drops, and the third period is underway. Evergreens trailing by 5 goals. The ice here is soupy. Zamboni put all kinds of resurfacing on here. Here's Eddie Zinda back at his own defensive end, kind of skating through a puddle. Everest player went down. Got a penalty called here. Along the far side, Everest player is tripped up there. Are they calling that? Nope, icing. All the way down to the other end for an Onalaska offensive zone faceoff. 16:43 to play in this game. So just getting underway, third period. See if the Evergreens, though, can play better. I mean, the Evergreens are not going to win tonight. Onalaska's not going to give up five goals in the period. Can the Evergreens play better and have something positive to come away with a good third period? Onalaska skates down near, trying to get that centered. Ortell takes it away for the Evergreens. Hackworth ahead to Eddie Zinda. Zinda's got no help, and Zinda's going to surrender the puck to the corner. Evergreens will be on a change. Ortell is still chasing for the Evergreens. Onalaska has it back in their own end. Again, a lot of the ice still hasn't sealed up yet. Hackbarth had it go off his stick, goes down to the corner. And we're 1 minute down in the third period. Evergreens trailing 7-2. Cross-ice pass for Onalaska. Too long. Yakuz has it. Skating back into his own defensive end. Gets his ahead to Kisley. Kisley's onside. Shot deflected. Didn't get through. Bounced off of Kyle Kumo, who's a goal scorer. From the boards, came out behind, and smothering that is Sawyer Netty. Netty was not busy at all in the second period. Had to cover that up, and the Evergreens will get a rare offensive zone faceoff at 5:50 to play in the game. Goes to the corner. Yeah, I mean, Onalaska is going to be a very high seed, and Onalaska will try and get themselves to state. This win tonight's going to be their 19th of the season. 19-2-1. Onalaska still has a game next weekend against the University School. So from La Crosse to Milwaukee, that's going to be an interesting matchup because U School, always an elite hockey team, but maybe down a little bit. Evergreens have just turned the puck over. Coming here is Carter Staub, who's a goal scorer. Staub stops, goes back, flicked on goal, a lot of traffic. Stick save by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt, turning away the shot from Brennan Mason. Onalaska's really smart with their scheduling, though. They schedule the University School after the hockey playoff seedings have already come out. The seedings are coming out tomorrow. I would imagine that the Evergreens are not going to get one of the three byes. Colby Schmidt carries in for the Evergreens, sends it behind the net. But the Evergreens are going to get a home game, I would think. Hard to imagine that they wouldn't in the first round of the playoffs, and then we'll go on the road after that. So the Evergreens are going to get a play-in game, home game for sure. That's what, 2 weekends from now, 2 weeks from now. And then the Evergreens, who knows who they'll play after that. You'll have to see who's in their part of the bracket. Evergreens have just turned the puck over. Here's Colin Kumo, shot wide. Bounces off the board, stays in the near side corner. Yakuz is there for the Evergreens in the defensive end. Evergreens go cross ice. That's a nice pass ahead. Evergreens move this ahead. Marcus Wahowiak. Wahowiak slides it across to the near side. Evergreens are on a change. 14 minutes to play in the game. Onalaska bouncing puck out to the red line, came in too hot. Grant Ortell takes it back. Hackbarth tries to give it back to Ortell. Stick checked away at the blue line. Zinda picks it up. Zinda to the center of the ice again. Stick checked away. This Onalaska team's pretty good defensively. I think their goalie gives up too many chances. You know, you need an elite goalie if you want to win at state. You need a guy who's got a goals against average, you know, 9-1, 92. That's what separates the big boys from everyone else in goal. Parker Netty is .86. But Onalaska scores a lot of goals. They're a good skating team, and I think the Onalaska players are pretty good defensively. Need the goalie to hold up his part of the bargain. Off the faceoff, Evergreens win the draw. Put on goal by Hackbarth. Blocker save. Goes to the corner. Evergreens still look to hold the zone here. This has been a scoreless third period. Again, the 4-0 advantage that Onalaska had in that second period sure looks decisive. Zinda, far side boards. Ortell waited to be onside at the center of the ice. Gets it back. It goes off Ortell's stick. Pretty good centering pass there from Zinda, but the Evergreens get nothing out of it. Pup comes back the other way. One of the Everest players lost his stick. It interfered with Pup's chances. He still gets it centered and scores. Max Pup has scored. Yeah, one of the Everest players lost his stick. It interfered with centering the puck, and it didn't matter anyway. They scored anyway. 8-2 Onalaska. Max Pop with the goal. 3:45 of the third period. Goal comes at even strength. We play in running time for the remainder of the game. Evergreen sure would have thought that they would have kept this closer. So the rest of the third period is going to move pretty fast here. CJ Last, in fact, the assist may be more impressive than the goal. Last had to contend with a stick that was down on the ice, too. Here's Yaku's back for the Evergreens. Moves this puck ahead, onside, Quinton Shiro. And the Evergreens turn the puck over again at their own blue line. Onalaska comes back the other end from just outside the blue line, flicked on goal by Hudson Weber. And Ethan Hurt sticks this aside. Hurt remains on the ice. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Kacmercek before this is done. The outcome of this game, not in doubt. 8-2, Hilltoppers. Evergreens back in their own defensive end. I mean, yeah, Onalaska is that good. So the Evergreens, I mean, what have we learned about the Evergreens? The Evergreens are a good team. No question about it, but a notch below great. The Evergreens have two losses to Walsall West. West is going to contend for state this year. Evergreens lost to U School during their trip to Milwaukee. But that was forever ago back in the season. And, you know, the next elite team that they saw on their schedule was today against Onalaska. And Onalaska is going to come out with a blowout win here. It's back in the defensive end for the Evergreens. Evergreens send this off the puck, boards. Onalaska closes in on a Colin Kumo. Evergreens take it right back. Parker Netsky. Netsky, red line, blue line, sends it into the corner. 11:25 and counting down till final horn. Onalaska picks up the puck, shuttles it ahead. No one there. Onalaska's on a change. Yakus takes it for the Evergreens far side. Ahead to Zinda, too long ahead. Eddie needed to close on that puck and didn't. Onalaska takes it back, cross ice. Here comes CJ Last. Last centering now, and a save by Ethan Hurt, piling up in front of the net, and Hurt's got it underneath it. Came back to Tommy Durin there. And on the far side post, Ethan Hurt's covered up here. Got to put the net back in place. And the Evergreens will make a goalkeeping change here. Hurt comes off. And here comes Braden Sabatke for the Evergreens. Sabatke was in net for the Evergreens' JV win, a 5-0 victory earlier today. I believe this is Braden's first varsity experience. So off for the Evergreens, 24 saves for Ethan Hurt. Sabatke comes in. Updating our scorecard as we speak. Yeah, Ethan Hurt, beg your pardon, 34 saves tonight. Evergreens, 2-on-1. Yakus absorbs a big hit in the corner. Tried to get that sent into Ortel. Is Yakus okay? He is. Would like to see Braden actually get to see a couple of shots. This comes out in front for the Evergreens, and Sawyer Netty has covered it up. Hockey Tonight brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. I think it's fair to say the Evergreens are getting buried right now by Onalaska. It's an 8-2 game. Faceoff's going to come with 9 minutes left. Goes to the far side boards, and Onalaska controls. Yeah, this is a team that beat the Evergreens 9-1 over at our place last year. 8-2 now in this year's meeting over at their place. This is a hand pass. We have a face-off coming at the center of the ring. Yeah, a referee came over and said something to the Onalaska player. I mean, not sure what there is to say or why you're jawing with your opponents when you're up by 6 goals. Offensive zone faceoff, Mason Maglitz, who's been all everything, kind of wondering why he's still on the ice against Quinton Shiro. Evergreen's had this puck go into the Onalaska bench. It's too bad. If the Onalaska player didn't deflect that out, it was going to be a 2-1. Evergreen's coming back the other way. Instead, we'll have a faceoff at the far side in Onalaska's offensive zone. Too much Mason Maglitz tonight. He's got 4 goals. Coming back to the Onalaska near side boards. Evergreen's trying pressure this. Alex Kisley comes up. Onalaska, long pass. Off the boards. Evergreen's pick it up at neutral ice. Here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell going back. 7.5 left until this one comes to an end. Onalaska, good passing. Onside. Carter Staub. Staub scored the last goal. Beg your pardon, second to last goal. Staub just flicked it in, and he beat Sabatki up high. So Braden's first chance is one that gets past him. Carter Staub with his goal, second of the day for him. At 9:35 of the period, it's 9-2. I misspoke. I thought Carter Staub had a goal earlier. I thought he was one of the 4 scorers in that second period. He was not. So now it's 9-2, and there's a shot on goal just wide. All right, so Braden Sabatki did a good job there keeping the near side post closed.
What assist, number 20, Mason Maglitz.
Mason Maglitz gets an assist. So Maglitz, 4 goals and a helper tonight for Mason Maglitz.
At 9:50.
I mean, we can appreciate a good game even when it's happening to us instead of for us. Mason Maglitz has been all everything today. Puck went out of play, and there's a question on where this faceoff is going to be. We're calling a penalty here on Onalaska. Coming off is Hardy Weiner. Committing a penalty in a 9-2 game. It's like the unwritten rules of baseball. That's got to be that. Harvey Weiner, high-sticking. Evergreens will skate on a power play. So again, here's a chance for something positive to happen. Weiner penalty at 10-10 of the third period, high-sticking. And the Evergreens will skate. 5-on-4. Dribbling puck on goal. Coupler covered up. It's put on by Alex Kisley. Six and a half left in this game. Was 7-2 at the start of the second period. 2 more goals have been put on for Onalaska. Evergreens win the draw. Yaku's trying to hold that in, going back to the blue line as the Evergreens hack bar. It gets past him, and the Evergreens have to go all the way down the ice to retreat it. I mean, the Evergreens want something to feel good about here in the third period. It hasn't happened so far. Hackbarth is onside. Hackbarth carries it behind the net. Hackbarth looks to center. Keeps it himself. Cross ice. Shot on goal. Loose in front. Put on there by the Evergreens' Brady Bunnell and cleared all the way down the ice. Just 1 minute left in the Evergreens' man advantage. Then there'll be 5 minutes left in the game. It's going to be Onalaska's 19th victory, and it'll be the Evergreens' 8th loss of the season. As the hour grows late, we'll give you a quick wrap-up once this game is completed. Short-handed, Onalaska sends it back behind the net, where Braden Sabatki gathers it in. Yakus will start his rush for the Evergreens. 25 seconds left in the man advantage ahead to Ortell, who is a goal scorer today. Pinned up along the boards here at center ice, right in front of our broadcast position at the red line. The Evergreens are still jabbing at it, trying to get this puck free. Goes backwards where Yakus will get it. There's only 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Yakus sends this ahead to Zinda and Ortell near side, taken away by Onalaska and put all the way down the ice. And now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey for the final 5 minutes. Zinda for the Evergreens. You know what's unfortunate about today? Some of the good vibes that the Evergreens had after that 4-3 win from against Stevens Point. Kind of goes by the wayside here. It's a shot on goal. Sabatsky's got himself a save. Went off the blocker, goes behind. Still not cleared, though. Comes back to the blue line, thinking about cracking that up and going cross ice. Shot, that's just wide. Kyle Kumo. So Onalaska gets a few more looks at the net. Everest player Kisley lost his stick. Shot on goal. Another save there by Brendan. Peyton Jones put that on. That's what? Brendan's got four saves now? It's good. One goal allowed, four stops. Onalaska has to clear the zone. Comes out high off the plexiglass. Almost right towards the noggin of your Fox Sports broadcaster, if it's a little bit taller than that. Don't worry, I'm very good on the glove side. Mr. Conley is super solid in net. From the near side boards, Evergreen's trying to take a side swiping look at that from Colby Schmidt. He's kind of dribbled ahead and taken away by one of the Onalaska players. Evergreen's have to clear the zone, win it, neutralize. Jakus will start his rush. Jakus fakes to the near side boards and circles back. Yeah, I mean, the Evergreens were sky high after the win from Stevens Point. Jakus shot high over the crossbar. And then today, you know, another good team, Onalaska, just nothing went right for the Evergreens. Competitive through the first period, but the Evergreens battled back for a 2-2 tie and trailed 3-2 at intermission. Pass ahead here, here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's onside with Colby Schmidt. Tried to slide that ahead to Schmidt, too long. Goes into the corner where the Evergreens will still fight for it. Now under 3 minutes to play. Comes back out. Parker Hurt. Hurt on the backhand sends it towards the corner. Evergreens are on a change here. And Onalaska will start their rush from their own defensive end. Onalaska's got a couple of secondary players here from outside the blue line. Tyler Lee flicked that on goal. And Braden Sabatke sticks it aside. Still on goal. Sabatke again. Stick save on the near side. Sabatke sends it to the corner. Again, the Evergreens pulled their starting goalie, Ethan Hurt, midway through this third period. It's 9-2, and 8 of the 9 goals are on Ethan's ledger here. Evergreens are back in their own defensive end, sent into the Everest bench. 2:15 to play till final horn. Onalaska's announced the winning numbers of their 50-50 lottery three or four times. Someone's got that ticket and hasn't claimed the cash yet. So we'd like to remind you that our Fox Sports crew is about to go out to dinner, so if the cash is just lying around, just say it, guys. Lots of dining options here in the Onalaska lacrosse area, including Red Lobster and Outback. Not available to us when we're at home. Popped up puck is loose along the blue line. Evergreens are offside. Now there's just 1:35 left, so we're getting closer to final horn. And the Evergreens change, get a new line out there. Patrick Burns is out for the Evergreens. RJ Schultz is out too. Marcus Wahowiak. So the Evergreens will end this game with some of the fourth line players out. Evergreens win this draw. Patrick Burns sent it to the corner. Goes forward. Evergreens have a player back there. Cole Ress. Ress gets this ahead to Alex Falkowski. And now 1 minute to play in this 9-2 game. Onalaska's overskated the puck. Onalaska doesn't have any of their starters out there either. Sent into the corner. To the Evergreens, nothing good after the first period. That puck deflects out of play. We'll have an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens on the near side boards. See who's going to take this draw for the Evergreens. It's going to be RJ Schultz take the draw. Puck goes behind the net. Onalaska has it. 20 seconds left in today's game. Onalaska bounces this off the boards. Evergreens go back. Retreating there is Cole Ress. Ress, that's a pretty nice cross-ice pass. Got it over there to Patrick Burns. 10 seconds left. Near side. Shot from the near side put on low by Eli Finch. It's wide for Onalaska, and that's where today's game is going to end. Congratulations to the Onalaska Hilltoppers. They've blown out the Evergreens today. The final score is 9-2. We'll be back with a quick recap after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
supporting Wisconsin Red Hockey. We wish you a great afternoon and safe travels home. Hilltoppers in action this Tuesday.
All right, welcome back to the Omni Center in Atlanta. The Omni Center is where the Atlanta Hawks used to play in the NBA. Welcome back to the Omni Center in Onalaska, where Onalaska has just defeated DC Everest 9-2 in tonight's hockey game. Onalaska outshot the Evergreens tonight 35-17. This game was tied 2-2. The Evergreens got goals in the first period from Grant Ortell, from Davis Hackbarth, and Hackbarth from Jacob Jakus. Tied 2-2, Mason Maglev scored late in the first period and gave the Hilltoppers a 3-2 lead. They would never look back. Evergreens were outscored 4-0 in the second period. Maglev's got three more goals. He finishes with four goals and one assist tonight. And the outcome was no longer in doubt. Max Popp and Carter Staub added goals in the third period. One of those goals, the Popp goal, came against Ethan Hurt, who exited after making 34 saves. The Staub goal goes against Brendan Sabatke, who did stop six of the seven shots that he saw. Onalaska is now 19-2-1, so the Hilltoppers hope to make some noise in the postseason. With the loss, the Evergreens are now 12-8-2 and will play again in conference against Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday night at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Again, repeating our final score, it's Onalaska 9, DC Everest 2. Safe ride home, Everest fans. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.